Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. Today, we are your hosts, Scott and Maria. Unfortunately, Scott is not in today, and I am going solo today. But today, we're talking to Andrew Wells. He's a mental health rehab tech, too, and working for Imperial County Behavioral Health. And he's going to be talking today about this defense. So, Andrew, can you give us a really short overview of what this defense is?
Well, I guess the short and sweet of it is that it's a socialization program for children from ages 7 to 12 who have issues as far as, making friends, positively socializing with other children. I mean, we could be talking about fighting. We could be talking about doing simple annoying behaviors that they want to have the child be their friend and they don't know how. So we more or less what we do is we take the children and we try and re-educate them on how to make friends, on how to respond appropriately to social situations. Whether it's they're being picked on by some other kids, what they're supposed to do instead of what they're used to doing. So, and then as we go through teaching them this, they're reinforced by poker chips. But the poker chips actually have a point value to them. And then they use those points to buy prizes and other things. So they have a drive to do the positive behavior. So it's not only that we're trying to teach it, but they're also driven to learn it so that they can earn something.
What is the benefit of having this response to their child?
Well, the child, the neat thing about the program is that we see results because it's an everyday thing, either after school or in the summer, it's between 8 to 12. What we see is we see results right away. The child starts learning the material and they start coming to the program saying, like, I have friends now. Like, oh, I made a friend on the block, I was able to not get bullied today at school. I was able to do, it's really neat as a staff member to be able to see them grow in that way, And that's usually the best result of the client, is that they start seeing, wow, I'm making friends, or, man, my teacher really isn't out to get me. Maybe it really was my behavior all along, and they start changing it, and then all of a sudden their grades are no longer, B's and F's. They're starting to be C's and B's, and they're just, like, really excited about.
What about benefits to the family having this
time? Well, the neat thing is that with Lisa Sands, we meet with it's not just regular case management. I mean, we have the program which runs every day of the week, and then we have two visits a month that we do with the family, trying to teach them ways to, I guess, to facilitate the program. We like to have a behavior modification system in the home so that when they're not in program, they're being reinforced at home for their positive behaviors. So a lot of times the family, usually sees a lot of negative behaviors, and it's just a large focus on negative, mm-hmm. negative. And then all of a sudden, they start seeing, he's cleaning his room all the time. And they're working with these contingency plans. They're starting to see, maybe it was one of my other kids that has some problems. Maybe that's the deal. My kid's doing better.
What kind of intervention do you use, or the therapy, or the treatment that you use in the CBT in the home setting?
CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy, and it incorporates a wide variety of different techniques, which have the child gradually or the individual gradually change their behavior in order to have them succeed?
Well, today we are talking again with Andrew Wells. He is a mental health rehab tech 2 working at the VIS Defense. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about VIS Defense and on cognitive behavioral therapy, one of the interventions that they utilize at VIS Defense. And we'll be right back after a short break.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.